On this episode, I talk about the impact of the Echo Fox vs. Clutch Gaming result from yesterday, the crowning of a new FIFA champion in Germany, and what to expect from both LCS finals later today. Welcome to the very first edition of Just My 94 Cents, presented by Esports Chronicle. It is Sunday, April 8th, and let's get into the show. So the first story to tell. Echo Fox versus Clutch Gaming. It happened yesterday. It was a 3-0, a clean sweep for Echo Fox. And maybe let's talk about the implications that this might have for the summer split and, like Rick Fox already said, for the world's participation of Echo Fox. First of all, of course, third place to fourth place are 20 circuit points. So this is always better than most, always better than less, I think. And so this could mean that this could be an important step for them to qualify for Worlds. But let's not look too far into the future. Everyone, or many people, talked about if Echo Fox had to change something in the roster. They had a brilliant start. They were 9-1, if I remember correctly. And then they kind of, I don't know, something happened. Something may have happened. Nobody knows. And like I said, some people already talked about incoming changes in week 9. They already played with 2 substitutes. They played some players of the academy team. And everybody was already talking about, do they want to change something? Do they want to open up an import slot? Maybe. After the Team Liquid series, of course, they had problems. And like I said already. And now, I fell for it as well, I have to say. I thought Clutch Gaming would be way better than they were. And I thought that Echo Fox would be way worse than they were. But Huni and Dardok, especially Dardok, he took the game by the scruff of the neck and he took his team, together with the others, of course, to this massive victory. But still, the analysts just said it yesterday as well. With their bot lane, they can't really think or talk about world championships. Or going to world championships. Maybe going to world championships, of course, but not about participating in a competitive manner. Now, let me already say that Altec has a very uncomfortable position on Echo Fox with Huni, Dardok, and Phoenix, who are very resource-intensive players. And in contrast, Altec doesn't really have much to play with. On the other hand, he's always losing lane, which is especially problematic for someone that can't expect to get much help at all in the game, because Dardok will always rather go to top lane or mid lane instead of going to bot lane. And especially in that case, you need someone who can hold their own in a 2v2 or 2v3 even. Just someone who doesn't create a lot of headaches for the other players, or even can take on the game by himself, create more options. It's not like Huni can't play tanks. He's playing tanks. He's playing tanks all the time. He would rather play bruisers or carries, but he can play tanks. He has to play tanks in this meta and he can do it. So it will always be better to have someone on bot lane who you can give the game to. Where you can say, okay, we build around you. This gives them way more opportunities to play the game and keep their opponents guessing in the preparation when you play them. When you play Echo Fox, you shouldn't be sitting there when you prepare for them and you say, okay, we have to take care of Huni. We have to make sure that Dardok has a problem, and then everything else will take care of itself. This can't be ideal for Echo Fox. So Echo Fox should try to upgrade on the bot lane. So there are 3 lanes where there can be potential threats for the opponents. This is very important, especially when you talk about the future and worlds and stuff like this. So this is something that they definitely have to improve upon. And I personally think that they can't do it in their current lineup and something will have to change. Will it really change in the summer? I don't know. I guess it should, because they will need this split to get the grip on how they will want to play when they go to Worlds, but we will see if there will even be a change. But the things that they tried out with their academy players in the last week of regular season LCS kind of makes us think, or should make us think, that there's some development going on, I guess. And maybe this will also, or it will, if there's something going on, that this will definitely include a change in the AD carry position. Something else I want to talk to you about is the ESL German Championship, which concluded yesterday, or specifically the FIFA part of it concluded yesterday, with Cihan Yasala as its winner. He beat The Stranger, who kind of ironically last week became the German champion of the virtual Bundesliga. And in the end, he beat Eisvogel from Envias, Team Envias. And it was a really, really interesting series, or a really interesting conclusion of the whole season, so to speak, the spring championship. But I want to take the spotlight off of the winner for a second, and I'm going to cast it on Timox, or Timo X, or however you want to call him, from VfL Wolfsburg. He lost in the semifinals against Eisvogel. And it was a really, really devastating loss for him, because in the first game, he led 2-0 and he missed the penalty. And then things kind of took their course. He lost the game in overtime, and then he lost the other games as well. And he went out crashing, actually. And this is alarming, because next week in Manchester, he has the second chance. All of them have the second chance to qualify for the Global Series playoffs, like the final stage of the competition. And last week he went out against Cihan Yasala, the winner of this weekend's series and this weekend's season, this weekend's finals. And he had not similar problems, but it kind of was a mental thing as well. And when he has these problems at this stage of the season, it's really, really unlucky, because he had a really good season before that. Not his best season, because season before, last year in FIFA 17, he had a way better season. And he kind of, although everything's on paper better because he has a better team and everything, should be better for him. It's kind of a problem that he has this mental problem right now in the stage of the game. And one could hope only for him that he gets this stuff sorted out before he goes to Manchester next week. He said it himself on Twitter again, that he's really, really devastated about it. And yeah, I don't know. It's rough to see him that way, because he's a personal friend of mine. I consider him a personal friend of mine. And I don't really like to see it that way, because it's a problem for him let me say it like this. In FIFA, there's a really, really small skill gap. And if you can't get the mental fortitude to make sure that you have every advantage you can have, it's a bummer, because if the other one always believes in himself and thinks he can get another goal, then he can get the momentum, the famous momentum behind him, and this may knock him over the edge. And like I said, if the skill gap is so low, then everyone can beat everyone on a given day, especially everyone who travels to Manchester or has the privilege to travel to Manchester can beat anyone else, sort of. And this is why it's crucial for him. And I hope he will do it. He will get his head in the game back again. And he will use this opportunity to make sure he will be on his A game next weekend. So, what else is new? I'm looking at it right now, actually. EU LCS finals are taking place right now. NA LCS finals are taking place in a few hours. And I would still do it in a sense as if I would do it a few hours earlier. So I would still do a little preview of it, although nobody will be able to hear it before the actual series took place. But nevertheless, let's get to it.
G2 versus Fnatic is a really, really interesting series, and I'm really looking forward to it because the two biggest franchises in the ULCS history are finally squaring off again in the final. Fnatic hasn't been there for a very, very long time, and I believe especially Reckless is eager and is hungry to show himself on a stage like this. For G2, it's kind of like they have something to prove in a sense that they don't want to be overtaken. I know Ocelot, not personally, of course, but I know that he's a guy that is very, very competitive, and he wants them to be on top of the European circuit. So there will be no love lost between these two teams. When it comes to a prediction, I don't really want to say. I don't really know. It could go either way, actually. And this is not pick of the day, so I don't really... Nah, okay, I'll do a prediction. I think that Fnatic is going to take it. I don't know if it's 3-2 or if they can do it in 4. I'm not really sure if they can do that. They have the side selection, which would speak for them. But let's see how it goes. But if I had to choose, I would go for the full distance, 3-2 Fnatic. I really believe they can do it. I can't really say why. I can't really give you any more details about it. But I think they can do it. And if I had to, I would bet on them definitely. But this is not pick of the day. Pick of the day will be something else. So stay tuned. The series that will be even more interesting that I'm personally more excited about is of course 100 Thieves against Team Liquid. Doublelift versus Afromu. First of all, I want to say that I think it's insane that Doublelift will be able to focus on the game, and after everything that happened last week, and I really, really commend him for even taking part in the final. And if I had to, but on the other hand, if I had to give sort of an analysis about Doublelift and how I would have predicted him to react in a situation like this, then I would have definitely said that he's the sort of guy that really, really wants to compete. There have been analogies drawn to Isaiah Thomas. It was a different situation, but especially the interview that he gave after the legendary series where he played for the Boston Celtics last year. It's sort of is maybe a similar kind of mindset that these two players share. Everything else probably has been said already. I really, really think it's interesting that the dynamic of Doublelift and Afromu is something I really, really look forward to, because I really, really like both of them on CLG, and this kind of like this is the duo that I like the most in history, I guess, for me personally, and it's really, really interesting to see. Sort of a prediction, maybe. Team Liquid is supposed to run through them, I guess, because everyone says that in scrims nobody can touch them, nobody can even hold a candle to them. So I will believe the scrims. I will believe it. I will predict Team Liquid to win it 3-1, I guess. Although 100 Thieves will have the side selection, but Team Liquid will be able to make sure that they will get a grip on the game very early and maybe play off of the emotions of the occasion, and I believe they will win it. Now let's quickly do a pick of the day. Usually I would probably take one of the LCS games and bet on that, or give you a prediction on that. Let's say like this. But this time I will choose something else. And although it's online, but the ECS Season 5 will have a few games tonight, and I will choose one of those. Let's go with... you can probably hear that I'm perfectly prepared to give this segment now. But I will do it because I will want to do it in the next days. So I will give you one of those right now. And today there will be Mouth Sports versus Astralis, a best of two. And usually one would say that this is a typical 1-1, like the online games go. And this could actually be the case in the end, but this time I will give Astralis both maps. I would definitely see them ahead on Overpass. On Mirage, yeah, Mousesports is the best team in the world on Mirage, some would say, but Astralis have a really good showing in the last few weeks on Mirage as well. So I would probably give them both maps. I don't know if this is the most sound advice I could give, but yeah, I will still do it. If you had to choose and you want some odds that make more sense, just go for Astralis or Overpass. 1.8 are the odds on that right now. I just looked, and you would be good to go with that as well. And this is the end of the first episode of Just My 94 Cents. I kind of enjoyed it more than I thought I would, but we'll see how it pans out in the future. It's definitely a lot more work than I thought. I am recording the segments right now, and then I'm chopping them up already, and doing the Outer City stuff and stuff like that. I thought it was actually just hold your phone to your hand and then give it a go. But maybe in the future we'll be like this, but we will see how I handle this stuff. Nevertheless, this is the first episode. If you have heard this first episode already, or maybe if have heard it in 2 years and you thought about, oh, what did the first episode sound like? Then hit me up on Twitter. Definitely hit me up on Twitter. I would love to see a message in 2 or 3 years with, I listened to your first episode right now. It was so bad. It's so crazy how bad it was and stuff like this. I really, really love a message like this. We will see, but like I said, this is the first episode. If you have any kind of question, remark, anything like this, please hit me up on Twitter or or where you know you can hit me up, because I don't know, in 2 years maybe there's some sort of like new social media that people use. So definitely hit me up somewhere. I don't know where, but yeah, do it like that. Links to my socials are in the episode description, I guess it's called. And for anything else, I guess tune in tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.